Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and author. Oh, we're having... Oh, is my guest on? Yes, my guest is on. Let me see that we can get her on. Okay. Do I have you on, Jamie?
Can you hear me now?
Okay, that's great. Except it sounds like we're having feedback.
I don't know how to fix that.
Okay. I have a solution. My guest is with me in my office today, in my studio, and we're just going to be talking on one phone together so we don't have all the feedback. So, anyway, I gave you who I am. I'm going to tell you a little bit about my wonderful guest. Her name is Janie Becker, and she is a CMT, Certified Massage Therapist, with Swedish Massage, Reflexology, Lymph Drainage, Raindrop Technique, Neuromuscular Therapy, Neuroauricular Technique, Reiki, Aromatherapy, Movement Therapy, and a whole slew more. She is so skilled. She's done so many things in her life, and I am totally excited to have her here in the studio with me today. Let me also tell you that her business is called The Comfort Zone, and what this business offers is all skilled training combined with compassion, respect, and genuine care for improvement of your health and well-being. And Janie is going to hone in on a few more things when I ask her the questions. The power of potent and pure essential oils, their healing properties, and how to smell and apply them is another subject we're going to be talking about. Because lately I've had a lot of people asking me, where do you get essential oils? How do you use them? What are they good for? So enough for me. I want Janie to start answering some of the questions, and we'll go from there. So Janie, actually, before you talk about the essential oils, what kind of foundations are you supporting?
Well, before I answer your question, Denise, I want to thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you. We've been wonderful friends for so long, and I value your work and your friendship. And the foundations we support are the American Cancer Society Relay for Life. We use our essential oils to help people who are in the cancer journey to thrive. And we also support the Young Living Essential Oil Foundation, Soul for Hope. It's a special program that helps children in Uganda with jiggers in their feet. They can barely walk. So it's a debilitating disease, and they're ostracized in their community. So we have people donate old jeans that they no longer want, and we cut them up in a pattern to make shoes for the children after they've healed using the essential oil.
Wow, that is so interesting. I didn't know you could use jeans for those things. So, people, listeners, if you have jeans that you want to donate, let us know. At the end of the show, I'm going to give you Jay's information, and she can tell you where to send them and what's going on. But, yeah, any little bit of help that we can provide to those foundations would be greatly appreciated. So, Janie, how long have you been sharing aromatherapy with your clients?
I've been studying anatomy and massage therapy techniques and aromatherapy with world-renowned experts and trainers and coaches over 20 years. I'm licensed with the state of California and the city of Long Beach. And the most rewarding part of my work, I think, is helping people with health issues like you do to find the best natural solutions for their highest good.
Interesting you say that, natural solutions for health. The reason why I'm laughing is I just helped Janie walk up the stairs with me, and I went backwards just so I could see how she was doing it, making it up the stairs. And, of course, I did not pay attention. And I banged my head into the ceiling, into the overhang, to the stairs. And I saw stars. And I go, oh, no. So Jamie's reaction was?
Oh, I happen to have some lavender oil. Let's just take one drop, put it in your non-dominant hand, activate it, and apply it to the part that you hit so hard. And what happened, Denise?
Well, what happened was really amazing to me, and I can't fake it because Janie has seen exactly what happened. Immediately when I applied the oil on the spot where I hit the worst, as the pain started dispersing, it just started dissipating, going away. And honestly, this happened less than an hour ago, and my head is as clear as can be. I can focus and have absolutely no pain. So that's just a little testimony to what happened this morning with lavender oil. I thought you guys might like to hear that. So what are actually essential oils?
Well, essential oils are concentrated plant extracts. They're harvested from farm-grown and wildcrafted plants, herbs, and tree bark. And the method is either steam distillation, cold press, or resin tapping. And the essential oils we use at the Comfort Zone Massage and Aromatherapy Studio in Long Beach are pure and potent and far superior in effectiveness than the botanicals from which they're extracted. We offer hundreds of single oils, blends, and oil-infused products, and each contains the optimal levels of specific naturally occurring constituents, that's science talk there, to maximize their potency. Whether you use oils for aromatherapy or personal care or household solutions or every aspect of daily life, you can benefit from the incorporation of essential oils in your daily routine.
Wow. So there was a whole mouthful of science and personal application, something we actually need to know, because it's not just good to know there are essential oils or where you can get them or why you should get them. You also need to know more about it, where they're coming from, and then how to apply them and all that. So actually, I'm curious, what are the three most important things to do about essential oils?
Well, there are so many things. Since I've been studying so many years, I would say one of the most important things is less is more. If you find that you're using a product that's not very effective, you may want to look at the source of your product, and that's why I use the essential oils we use. Because it only takes one drop. We just used one drop in your circumstance this morning. You don't need 10 drops if you have a product that's pure and potent. And that makes them a really good investment, because if you're buying a product that's inferior and you're spending $10 on it and you're having to use 10 times as much of it, then it's not a worthy investment for your budget. But the oils we use are pure and potent and effective, and so they can last as long as 6 months or a year, depending on how frequently you use them. So that's one of the most important things. The other thing that's really important is the purity of promise. We call it the seed to seal. Young Living sets a standard for the industry for purity and potency. And there's a proprietary process that talks about the five most important requirements for authentic production of essential oil. So the first item is the seeds, selecting the seeds that ensure optimal level of desirable compounds. The second thing is cultivating the sustainable agriculture, because we hear a lot in our culture nowadays about how important it is to be able to replace the healthy natural products. So Gary Young works hard to ensure the soil pH is optimal so that the crops produce the best we can produce. Then the third item is distillation. He combines ancient and modern techniques to maintain the ideal profile in each batch of essential oil. The fourth item is testing for quality and purity in the Young Living Lab and the third-party facilities. And the fifth item is inspecting and sealing each bottle to the highest standard before shipping to our members worldwide. So that's the second most important element. And then the third that I always tell our members is know the source of your products. We have an essential oil desk reference guide that helps guide us with suggestions for solutions and lists the sources for the plant extract. So we know from what country, what region each plant extract comes from.
Oh, wow. So that means it's not only local anymore, meaning within the U.S., it's now also in other countries.
Correct.
Wow, that is so cool. Yeah, I actually had the luxury to attend one of his seminars decades ago, and I was amazed in what he was able to do with the oils right then and there. And I've been using them ever since because I believe in them, and I know they've been helping, and not just me, but also some other people in my family. So it's really wonderful. All right. Well, what is your education program to help people learn more?
Well, I offer complimentary workshops monthly focused on specific topics. And I usually feature 8 to 15 essential oils. The people who attend are able to sample and learn more. And, of course, we use the essential oil desk reference when they have questions about Uncle Harry's diabetes or Aunt Sally's psoriasis or whatever the circumstance is. And this month, we'll be sharing methods and tips to maintain toxic-free environments on Saturday, August 19th at 4 p.m. in North Long Beach. And people can go to the website, www.lessbrainstressnow.com, to register and get directions.
Amazing. Thank you so much for creating that awareness 2 weeks in advance. That is wonderful. Please, people, put it on your calendars. Go to that website, and I will mention it one more time. It's www.lessbrainstressnow.com, and register there for that, did you say, free seminar?
Yes.
At 4 p.m. on August 19th. So, wow, can you tell I am excited? This is so much wonderful information. What is the mission of your company or of the company?
Well, the mission for Young Living honors its stewardship to champion nature's living energy through the essential oils by fostering a community of healing and discovery while inspiring individuals to wellness, purpose, and abundance. Gary Young's vision is to bring Young Living essential oils to every home in the world, and it has blossomed globally. We now have farms all over the world.
I want to ask another question there in regards to farms. I know that he has one in Utah, and it was a lavender farm, and I heard there was an issue with his lavender, and they wanted to shut him down. Do you remember that story, and can you enlighten us about it?
Well, what I can tell you is many years ago when Gary first started doing research, he imported some lavender seeds from the Mother Source Farm in France, La Simeon Rotonde, France. I've been there, in fact. And one of the farmers way back, decades ago, said, Gary, someday our farms will be limited because of the global warming and changes in the environment. And there were people who were trying to discredit Gary. Gary is a steward of the earth, and he's a greatly spiritual guy. And he had planted these beautiful seeds, and you can see lots of pictures of the farm at Mona, Utah, if you go to youngliving.com. And the lavender plants are kind of half circle in the way they grow, and he uses ancient farm equipment to harvest the lavender, so he can go out to each plant and go, okay, this row is going to be ready tomorrow or the next day. That's how skilled he is in knowing each plant. And at one point, a number of years ago, the lavender farms in France experienced great drought for 5 years in a row. And then one year they had great rains and flooding and lost 85% of the lavender crop. The good news is Gary has so many farms globally, and he always plants lavender in honor of that initial training. And as a result of that, he took the seeds from the Mona farm and the St. Mary's farm to the France location, and so they replanted and were able to, now they'll be harvesting. It takes about 5 to 7 years for a plant to mature, so it's not a small project. It's something that takes a lot of planning and nurturing, and I hope I was able to answer your question. We have overcome great hardship in some things. You have too, in your family situation. We all have. And when we're tenacious and focused on our purpose and spiritually connected, we're able to overcome those situations.
Absolutely. That's a wonderful testimony. I like that. All right. And actually, you already answered part of the next question, which is, have you visited any of the farms where the company actually grows the plants from which the essential oils are extracted? And you mentioned France. You've been in Mona, Utah. Anywhere else?
We've also, my longevity sister, Mary Jo Rowe, and I have been to Ecuador twice to visit the farm there. And Gary started with one 100-acre parcel, and he showed pictures of when he was clearing the land with the bobcat and the heavy equipment. And of course, they have very dry spells there, and then they have monsoon rains. And he employs the local citizens there, and then he saw what great need there was with their local school, because every time a truck would go by, the open windows would collect the dust where the children were learning. So Gary made it his mission to build a new school. And what? So we were part of sponsoring the new school there in outside of Guayaquil, Ecuador. And they've had their first graduating class. We can sponsor children. Not only that, he made a program so that the parents could come when they picked up their children and learn from the local crops how to cook the foods nutritionally. And part of the education was the math and science using the natural crops that they were growing there. And so that's where we get our Dorado Azul and our Palo Santo and a number of other wonderful plants like Ylang Ylang. Many beautiful plants there in Guayaquil, Ecuador.
That's so wonderful. He even reached out to the children and built the school. Wow. And you said something about cooking. Can you use essential oils for cooking? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And in fact, there's a new line called Vitality. In the catalog, there's a section for single oils, blends, and then the Vitality oil. And what's wonderful is that it only takes one or two drops. And there again, it makes it very economical to use and healthy for your family.
Thank you. That is so great. So now I learned something new too. That's one of my mottos, remember? The day I do not get to learn anything new, it's time to start digging 6 feet under. Well, I get to live. All right, let me ask you one more question before the next one. Are there other things you think are important for good health besides just essential oils or what you've been talking about so far?
Well, yes. In addition to the great nutrition tips and movement support that you share in your program and training, I think diffusing in the home and office environments will help your listeners keep their space clean and clear of many pollutants and bacteria. It's a good complement for meditation and spiritual study. It's especially useful for me to diffuse purification once a week and alternate with these essential oil blend the next week. And I also often wear a personal diffuser with peppermint in it because that helps me stay mentally clear. Peppermint is so good for so many things. It's a universal oil, which means exactly that. It's useful for many things like respiratory conditions, digestive, muscle tone, and it's helpful to use before and during your workout at the gym. And I experienced as a child asthma, and I only learned about essential oils in 1996. And I was using a steroid inhaler, which we all know is not so healthy for us after all. And ever since then, I've used peppermint essential oil and never had an asthma attack since.
That's one thing I want to definitely look into because I'm still on some steroid thing for my asthma. But another thing that I have learned, and I would like your confirmation on that and the clarification on how to apply it, peppermint is also great to get rid of headaches. Is that true?
Many people find it useful in addition to the lavender essential oil, which is another universal oil. And in our class every month, we teach people how to smell it and apply it because most people are used to perfume-grade essential oils, not the therapeutic-grade essential oil. So we recommend that people open the bottle and hold it at the root chakra, close one nostril and breathe in, close the other nostril and breathe in. Because it's so pure and potent, you don't need to hold it close to your nose. You want to hold it. In fact, some people within a 6 foot radius will be able to smell it. It's so wonderful.
Wow. And is there another reason why you keep it away from your nose? I think there is something, and you're going to clarify that, about touching the top of it.
We don't touch the orifice because all of us, whether we've just recently washed our hands or not, the natural oils in our fingers and our body can contaminate the orifice of the essential oil bottle. So we're very careful in making sure we don't touch it. We actually drop it into our non-dominant hand, just one drop. And the frequency of every oil is different, just like our frequency. When we're ill, our frequency is low, and we're highly activated, our frequency is high. So the oils have a frequency as well.
Interesting. Oh, I have a totally different question. That's not even here. May I?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. When somebody mentions they have certain issues, be it with the children, they're coughing or they're sneezing or sniffling or being congested or whatever, can we suggest any oils or is there something in particular we need to pay attention to before we even go that route?
Well, the first thing I do is make people aware that I am not a medical doctor, so I do not have the capability of diagnosing or prescribing. However, we have a wonderful number of scientists who have worked diligently with people to recommend potential solutions for people. So I always ask clarifying questions, because very often when somebody asks a question, they're not giving you all the information you need to know in order to make the best suggestion for them. And then when we make a suggestion, we always do it from the place of, you will have to try it to see how it works for your body. We have tons of testimonials for different essential oils, but everything works differently for every person because their body chemistry is different from the next person.
So true. And also, is there a difference in application, or how should I say that, or do you need to dilute it and how for children versus adults when you use an essential oil?
Yes, there are recommendations in our essential oil desk reference that talks about potentially diluting. And that means one for one or two for one. So if you take a drop of essential oil, you may want to use V6 or Ortho-E, two drops to one. There's also a new line for the children of the essential oils, and they've got cute names like Owie for the adults use lavender for skin issues, but the children use Owie, Sniffleys instead of RC, Tummy Jies instead of Dye Jies. So there's a whole line of oils, and I've done a workshop about using essential oils for children. So if your listeners are interested, we can do a class for them and the moms who want to make sure their children retain their health. And especially with back to school, our class in September is going to be back to school strategies. Because very often when kids go back to school and they're all together, somebody brings something home and it goes through the whole family. So we have a class in September.
Wonderful. Do you have to date for September already? So for the early listeners, they can actually put that in their calendar already?
September 16th at 4 o'clock at the same location. But you can find that on the website.
Okay, so for that again, you can go on the website. Wow, can you guys believe we've been having so much fun? Time is almost up. So I hope you guys learned something. So also, neither Janie nor I are doctors, but as you can tell, she has a lot of experience in many things. And I told you, I have a lot of experience in nursing and fitness trainer and health coaching and whatnot for decades with nursing. So together, we just thought we're going to present something to you that's natural and that can help you and your children and loved ones to live a better, happier, and healthier life. As always, we do have a free gift. And Janie, would you like to talk about the free gift you're willing to offer?
I'm happy to do that. Well, as a long-term caregiver, you and I, for various people in our family, we know so many issues that can be overwhelming. So if your listeners are dealing with elder care and the overwhelm, of the chaos that they might experience in caring for others, and they need more time for self-care, they can visit the website. They can request the 23-page ebook with suggestions for their elder care journey. So they can go to the website, put in their first name, last name, and email address, and they'll be sent the ebook. We also have free brain health essential oils and brain foods if people are interested.
Awesome. And can they also contact you on your phone number if you want to?
Yes. 562-728-8178. That's 562-728-8178.
Okay, so that's the information for Janie. And if you want to contact me for suggestions, questions, or whatnot, or would like to participate in one of my shows, you can contact me at coachdenise@ctdigest.net. Or you can call me or text me, voicemail me at 562-335-4956. So we just want to say thank you for everybody to listen and allowing us to.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Jamie, and allowing us to have so much fun on this show. And we definitely hope that you're able to learn something from this with essential oils, aromatherapy, how to apply it, and where to go about. We wish you a wonderful day. Take care.